This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah is the most oft-repeated name in the Quran and Sunnah, appearing in the Quran some 2,724 times. It is pronounced A-double-L, exhale with love, Allah. It's the name that's made up of all light letters, so that it can be pronounced easily by a child or a person who's foreign to the Arabic tongue. Allah. Allah is the Lord that is loved by our hearts and whose solace is found in remembering Him, and the one who people long for. He's the grandiose in His essence, in His attributes. He's unimaginable. He's incomparable, uncomprehendable. He is the first and the last. Allah is the Lord that is worshipped, who the believers give their hearts to and who they worship. Allah is the name that is the default. Every other name is a description of Allah. So you say Ar-Rahman is one of the names of Allah. You don't say that Allah is one of the names of Ar-Rahman. You say that Allah has 99 names. You say Lillahi al-Asma'ul Husna. To Allah belong the most beautiful names. It's a name also that's not shared with anyone. He's the only one who ever had that name. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةً? Do you know anyone else who has that name? So what does the name Allah mean? You know, the scholars discuss whether it's derived or not derived, whether it's mushtaq or غير mushtaq. And what derived means is that, you know, sometimes you'll meet somebody and you'll say, what does your name mean? And if it's non-derived, they'll say, it doesn't mean anything, it's just my name. But sometimes a person will tell you, no, my name means this or my name means that. It's derived from another meaning. And so the names of Allah are derived. Ar-Rahman comes from the Rahim, the womb, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. But the name Allah, is it derived from anything? So you have two camps. One says that it is derived, and some say that it's not derived. So those who say that it's not derived, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's His name, it's just like that. And they have a number of evidences. Of the evidences that they use is that in other Semitic languages, a similar name is used. Elohim, Ilaha, Aloha, indicating that this is a name that's not derived from an Arabic word. It is His name. And there are other evidences that they use, that the Alif Lam is not something that's additional to the name. It is part of the name. So for example, you say, Ya Rahman, you remove the Alif Lam. You say, Ya Qadir, you remove the Alif Lam. You don't say Al Qadir. But when you say, Ya Allah, it is like it is. It doesn't move, it doesn't change. Right, so indicating that it's not derived. And there is, of course, the other position that Allah is derived. What is it derived from? Is it derived from al-ilha? Is it derived from the idea of being worshipped? Is it derived from al-wala, which means the one who is loved, or al-tahayyur, the one who is bewildering? People are bewildered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfectly, completely. In any case, every other name comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if Allah is the one who is worshipped, then He is the Lord of perfect attributes. This means that every other name is an extension of the name Allah. Every other name follows the name Allah. Because for Him to be the one who is worshipped, it must mean that He is the one, He is the Lord of perfect attributes. And so every other name follows this name. Sheikh Sa'di says, Allah is the God that is worshipped. He is the deity that has all of the attributes that make Him deserving of being worshipped. He is the one whose hearts do not acquire tranquility except with Him. And minds are not illuminated except by knowing Him. And He is the one that people don't flee to in despair and fear except to Him. He's the one who people don't find solace except in, and who people never tire of worshiping. And Imam Al-Qurtubi says, and this name is the most grandiose of his names and the most comprehensive of them. So much so that scholars consider it to be the greatest name. And that brings up another discussion, which is, what is the greatest name of Allah? Is there a greatest name of Allah? Where do we find this concept in the first place, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a name that is the greatest name? That Al-Qurtubi is referring to comes in four hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one is the hadith of Abu Umama. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ismullah al-Azam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatest name is fi surah min al-Qur'ani thalath. It's in three chapters of the Qur'an, Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran and Taha. And this hadith is reported by Ibn Majah and others. And so this hadith is the first. And the second one is the hadith of Anas. He says that the Prophet ﷺ saw a man who was making dua after his salah. And he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd, la ilaha illa ant, al-mannan badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya hayyu ya qayyum. So this man is making dua with all of these names. And the Prophet ﷺ said that you have made dua by Allah's greatest name, the one by which if he is asked, he grants, and the one by if he is requested, he responds. What this statement of the Prophet ﷺ does is it tells us the function of the greatest name of Allah, and that is that if you invoke Allah by this great name. If you ask Him by, He will grant you, and if He is requested by, He will respond. So you want Allah to respond, and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant. And so invoking the greatest name of Allah. And the third hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man praying, and he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhad annaka la ilaha illa ant al-ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this man has asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his great name, that if he asks by, he responds, and if he's requested by, he grants. And Ibn Hajar mentions that that's the best hadith on this topic as far as it's not. And then the fourth one is the hadith of Asma, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ismullahi al-A'zam fi hatain al-ayatain wa ilahukum ilahun wahid la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahman ar-rahim, and the Fatiha of Surah Ali Imran, the beginning of Surah Ali Imran. And that's also reported by Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood and others. Now, when you actually look at the four hadith that I just mentioned, you're going to be able to come up with 11 names. And I'm not going to be able to list them now, but I'm sure that some legend is going to write them in the comments for everybody to be able to benefit. So then the question becomes, what is the greatest name of Allah? You know, obviously you've noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hearing a lot of different names. He's referring to a lot of different names in these hadith. And so one position is actually that there is no greatest name, that all of them are the greatest. And so when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying Ismullah al-A'zam, Ismullah the Great, he's actually indicating that it is Ismullah al-Azim, the great name of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is simply praising. That's number one. The second position is to simply say we don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it unknown for us. And I think by now we've realized that whenever the deen tells us about the incredible value of something, but it doesn't tell us when, where, how exactly, the goal becomes about the journey. So we know that there are 99 names of Allah, that if you encompass them, you'll enter into paradise, but we're not told what those 99 names are. We gotta seek it out. We're told that there's a night in Ramadan that in the last 10 nights, that if you enliven it, all of your previous sins will be forgiven and you'll be given the worship of 1,000 months, but we're not told what night that is. So we have to seek them out in all of the 10 nights. We are told that there's an hour on Friday that if you make dua, your dua will be accepted, but we're not told what that hour is. Similarly, we're told that there is a great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you invoke Allah by this name, you're gonna get your request, but we're not told what that name is, so we gotta seek it out. So the second says, we don't know. The third position is to actually choose a name. And you can refer back to Ibn Hajar's commentary on this in Fath al-Bari. He mentions 14 views on what the greatest name of Allah. But some of the most popular positions, as you can imagine, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, because that is the name that's shared throughout all of the ahadith that are described. But Ibn Hajar, he concludes by saying, it was said that what is meant by the greatest name is any of the names of Allah, may He be exalted, by which a person calls upon Him with complete submission and focus of mind. In the sense that at that moment, he has nothing on his mind except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever is like that will receive a response. And he says that something similar to this was narrated from Ja'far al-Sadiq and al-Junayd and others. So Ibn Hajar is saying that, you know what? The most important aspect is the presence of your heart. And so what I would say is the opposite understanding of that is that it doesn't matter if you list all 99 names. If your heart is not present, then you're not experiencing the greatest name of Allah. And so what we can learn from this is that the greatest name of Allah can be situational for a person. That if you're asking Allah for shifa, you're asking for healing, the greatest name of Allah that you can access is Ash-Shafi, what will bring presence to your mind and heart. That if a person is seeking rizq, that the greatest name of Allah becomes Ar-Razaq for them. If a person is seeking children, that the greatest name could be Al-Wahhab. That you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the names that make you most present, because the most important ingredient is the presence of your heart. The fruit of this name of Allah is to worship Him, that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you call upon Him, and that you don't worship anyone other than Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our actions, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are His true servants. Allahumma ameen.